track 4, and some news stories. Steve completes 200th marathon in 200 days. A retired banker from Dartmoor ran through Tynmouth, Dawlish and Starcross on the final leg of an epic 200 marathons in 200 days challenge. This was on Saturday, November the 1st. Steve James is thought to be the first man over 60 to have covered the entire coastline of mainland Britain on foot. In the process, he has raised £30,000 for Cancer Research UK and Devon and Exeter Scouts. Known as the Banker on the Run, he began his feat on April the 16th and has spent the last 7 months running 5,240 miles along the British coast. His final leg, on his 66th birthday, saw him complete the circuit as he ran from Oriston to Topsham Quay. It's been months of pushing my body to its limits. I'm proud, I'm exhausted, and I can't believe I've done it, he said at the finish line. When I started this challenge, I just wanted to see if I could do it, and to think I've run all the way around Britain at 66. Even my knees can't believe it, he commented. There were plenty of days I thought, what on earth am I doing? I've had every kind of weather, every kind of ache, but it's just shown me that you're never too old to take on something huge. You've just got to start and keep going. Throughout Steve's challenge, he has been monitored by researchers at the University of Exeter who analysed his daily calorie intake, energy expenditure and body composition to monitor the impact of this high endurance accomplishment on his body. It has been quite the challenge, Steve said. I've survived Storm Floris and Storm Amy, been through 7 pairs of trainers, become a state pensioner, and climbed the equivalent of Mount Everest 10 times. Steve now plans to decompress by slipping back into his normal family routine. He said he's looking forward to eating healthy food, not having wet feet, and being able to sleep in and not have to pound the trails mile after mile.
Meet Flint, Sanctuary's young Icelandic colt. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary is celebrating having named their young Icelandic colt thriving under their care at the charity's Newton Abbott Rescue Centre. The charity says it was delighted to announce the winning name for the little Icelandic colt who has captured hearts across the UK and beyond. And his new name, Flint. Flint arrived at the sanctuary just after his birth in May. Completely unhandled and initially shy, he has flourished under the charity's patient care. He's now relaxed, loves being groomed, and has begun head collar training. As Flint is growing, his colouring is changing, and he's become darker in recent weeks. A very handsome young colt, but his eyes remain a beautiful bright blue. The naming competition was launched to involve the charity's supporters in his story and to raise awareness of its work caring for rescued equines, people, nature and wildlife. The winning name was suggested by Zoe from South Devon, who will be invited to come and meet Flint. Head of Sanctuary Care, Leila Anstey, said, "We've had scores of brilliant suggestions from all over the country, and it took us a long time to sift through them and choose a name we felt was perfect for this beautiful little Icelandic foal. The name Flint suits him because it gives a sense of his steely coat and bright, striking eyes. It's a short, strong name that reflects his hardy, spirited nature and the spark of personality he's shown since arriving. We'd like to say a huge thank you to everyone who's shown interest in Flint's story and is now following us. We feel he has a bright and happy future ahead, and we can't wait to share his journey with our supporters."
Man sent home with painkillers, now paralysed. A Newton Abbott man was left paralysed from the chest down after his back pain turned out to be testicular cancer. Mal Nash, 42, had been suffering from back pain for 6 months when he went to the doctor after it became too painful. He was told it was nerve pain and was sent home with painkillers, but he continued to seize up and was losing his ability to walk. After two more trips to hospital, an MRI scan diagnosed Mal with a form of testicular cancer called metastatic seminoma. The cancer had spread, making its way into his spine, causing his slow paralysis. By the time of the diagnosis, his entire body from the chest down was completely paralysed, and he now has been told it's likely to be lifelong. His twin brother Kevin, 42, a window cleaner in the town, said he had a pain in his back that went straight up into his chest and then into his shoulder. Mal started getting back pain in April 25, but put it down to years of factory work. He was prescribed painkillers, but started to seize up and couldn't even get off the sofa or up the stairs, so we called 111. After hours in A&E, Mal was sent home with only a referral to a physiotherapist, despite his increasing lack of ability to walk. We returned home and then decided to go back to the hospital that day because it just kept getting worse. He couldn't even walk when we got home. The doctors examined Mal again, finding a compression in his spinal cord. The MRI led to his diagnosis in September, and he was told that it had caused his paralysis. Mal had an emergency operation in the hopes to regain back motor function below his chest, but the surgery was unsuccessful. Kevin said he came out and we were told it didn't work, and now he's just been put on rounds of chemo. He won't be able to move, but hopefully the cancer will go. Kevin has now launched a GoFundMe for his brother in the hopes to raise money to make their house more accessible. He said, "You never expect it to happen to you, and we live together, so I'm trying to raise some money as the house will need to be more accessible, and we're just trying to take it day by day." Around 2,400 new testicular cancer cases are diagnosed every year in the UK. There is no national screening programme, and Kevin warns that more people should be checking themselves regularly.
Newly qualified recruits strengthened the RNLI crew. Teignmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute, known as the RNLI, has strengthened its shore crew after two new volunteers passed their qualifications. Ruth Patton and Tom Schlettler successfully passed out of their trainee assessments last week following a visit from RNLI trainee assessor Lyle Stantiford. The pair joined Teignmouth Lifeboat Station at the start of the summer. They have spent the last few months working hard to learn the wide range of skills needed to support the volunteer lifeboat operations. As shore crew, they play a vital role in launching and recovering the lifeboat, managing the safety of the launch area, refueling and servicing the boats when they return from a shout or training exercise, maintaining the equipment and ensuring the crew and boat are ready to respond whenever the pager sounds. "It's been an incredible few months learning from such a dedicated team," said Ruth. "I've loved getting stuck in and understanding how every role contributes to saving lives at sea." Tom added, "Becoming part of the RNLI has been really rewarding. The training has been thorough and challenging, but the support from everyone at the station has been fantastic." Teignmouth RNLI operates from the original 1862 lifeboat house near the Point car park. It carries out around 50 rescues each year. Volunteers play an essential role in providing the 24-hour search and rescue service, which is funded entirely by voluntary donations and legacies.